Here we are with the fifth thing. It is the Q&A episode that complements my Four Things podcast that loads every Thursday. So I've got an email. It's fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. And y'all send me questions that you get, you know, that pop into your head after you hear one of the episodes, or maybe it's just a question you have in general and you can submit it to there. And then boom, we address it here on the Q&A segment, the fifth thing. So I'll get into these questions, which I got to say, y'all been doing a great job of in the subject line. If it is for the Q&A episodes, you're putting like question for fifth thing or Q&A in the subject line. So high five to those of you that have been doing that. This first question is from Paige, and she said, "Hey, Amy, am I the only one confused about how to apply the homemade deodorant from the mason jar?" So in a previous Four Things episode, I talked about my homemade deodorant. It's a great recipe. Like, I love it. But yeah, you might be like, how do I put it on? And Paige, to answer your question, you put it on with your fingers. It's really easy. I mean, the ingredients are so great and it smells good and there's nothing weird about it. You could literally eat this deodorant, I guess. I don't know that it would taste that awesome, but that's how awesome the ingredients are. And then, yeah, after I apply it, I just wash my hands. Boom. This next question is from Sierra. "Hey, Amy, love your podcast. Love that you have all four things wrapped up into a 45-minute podcast," which, side note, this is me talking here. Sometimes I try to keep it 45 minutes, but we've been going over that. Hope y'all don't mind. I definitely try to keep it under an hour, but then it just depends on what guests I have on. But my goal is about 45 minutes. If y'all have thoughts or opinions on the length of the Four Things podcast, like if you would like it longer or shorter, send me a note on that as well. Okay, back to the email. She said, "She loves using the podcast to unwind, laugh, sometimes cry, and learn new tips and tricks. My question is about Mary. You mentioned her a lot with causes that are close to your heart, and I know she runs the Shop Forward, but I was curious how you two met and became friends. Looking forward to this Thursday and every Thursday." So Sierra, Mary is going to be on my podcast this week. So today's Tuesday. On Thursday, when the official Four Things podcast goes up, she's going to be one of the four things. She'll be the first thing. So she is actually in town right now and she's going to be here all week. So I've got her on the podcast. And so you'll get to learn a little bit more about her and our relationship. But to answer your question, we became friends and we met because of Twitter. So, I mean, that is the truth. Without Twitter, I would not be friends with Mary and there would be no Shop Espoir. There would be no Stuff for Haiti. Pimp and Joy formed because of my mom, but apparel only came from Pimp and Joy, like hats and shirts, because of Mary. So I would say there really wouldn't be the awesome Pimp and Joy line that we have. So we have Twitter to thank for all of that. So yeah, you can meet friends on Twitter and Instagram and all the things. This next question is from Elena. "Huge fan of your podcast. Amy, any tips for staying home alone? My husband travels for work and sometimes I have so much anxiety staying by myself, especially at nights. I know you have experience with this given your husband's military background. Any advice? Thank you." Man, Elena, I know it's definitely hard. It's way more awesome when my husband's home for sure, but I have an African spear that my husband got when, I don't know, he was doing work in like Timbuktu or something. Like, legit, it's pretty awesome. And I keep that by the front door. I assume that I'll have time to go grab it if I need it. Sometimes if I'm really scared, I'll just go ahead and put it in my room. And then you can also sleep with wasp spray nearby. Like, that is something that will attack an intruder. Like, if someone is coming into your room, then you can grab that wasp spray and boom, you'll be good to go. I will say it helps if I kind of watch a little something that's lighthearted, not too scary before I go to bed. I know you're not supposed to watch TV before bed because of quality of sleep, but blah, blah, blah. I still do it. And, you know, lately I've been really into The Office and my husband has been on a 3-week trip. He gets back this week, thank goodness. And I have kids now, so it's not as scary because I feel like I have them in the home and we've got a dog. But back in the military days, I mean, yeah, my husband was gone half the year, like every year. Like, I only saw my husband 6 months out of the year. So, but we did have a dog, a Rottweiler, which always helped because people were definitely scared of her. She was the sweetest thing in the world, but she was intimidating looking for sure. But I would say just get something to keep by your bed that makes you feel strong and safe. May not be an African spear, may not be wasp spray, but get something. I also have a switchblade that a friend gave me. So I have that nearby. Like, basically don't mess with me. And I have my concealed carry license. Like, I know how to fire a weapon and I'm not afraid to use it. We don't really keep guns accessible. I mean, we have kids, so that's not really our thing. But I mean, don't mess with me because I do know how to shoot. So I would say that's something that's empowering. Like, go to the shooting range, learn how to shoot, get your license so that you know and you can feel safe, because maybe you are someone that would feel safer if you had a weapon in your home. But I will say too, if you decide to do that, make sure it is locked up and put away safely, or a place where you can get it and feel safe if you have kids. If you live alone, I don't really think it's that big of an issue. So this next question is from Lauren. I've seen your hair tutorial. I bought the same wand and I love it, but I was wondering if you could go over the things that you do to keep your hair looking good for multiple days. My hair turns into a tangly mess after sleeping on it for one night. Any tips would be appreciated. Lauren, everybody's hair texture is so different. So I can't say specifically, because mine, I can sleep on it and it's okay. But I will say sleeping on a silk pillowcase really helps keep your hair like looking the same. And then dry shampoo. I've talked about this in a previous episode, like putting the dry shampoo in at night to make your hair last. Like on days 2, 3, and 4 before you wash it, put the dry shampoo in at night before you sleep and it'll make sure you keep that volume. And maybe you need to brush through it if it gets really tangly, and then try to rewand it a little bit just for some fresh curls, which my wand that Lauren is talking about that she bought, I do have it on my Amazon page, which you can access at radioamy.com, and you'll see the Amazon link. You just click on that. But I would say silk pillowcase. Try that out. See if it helps with, you know, your hair, helps your hair not become a tangly mess after sleeping on it for one night. And let me know if you think that tip helped, Lauren. And this one is from Danielle. She actually had a two-part question. The first one is the Do Matcha Summer Harvest Matcha Powder that you have listed on your Amazon favorites the one you use? I thought I heard you mention in recent podcasts you've tried cheaper ones on Amazon and didn't like them. Just wanted to double check which one you like to use. So I do use the Do Matcha and I love it. And it's organic. They have a couple of different options. I guess I buy the organic one. I'm pretty sure the one I have linked on my page is organic. I'll have to check. But there is another organic one on Amazon that is a lot cheaper, and it's called like DNA Organic Matcha. I don't have it on my Amazon page yet, although I have bought it. Like, I keep a matcha ingredients at my dad's house in case I'm ever visiting him, like I'm good to go. And that's the one I have there. And I like it. But it is a little bit, I feel like if you're trying matcha for the first time, maybe matcha has to grow on you and then you can have it. Because I do notice a difference, like when I'm having my matcha at home and then I go stay with my dad and I'm like, ooh, and I say I like it loosely, I guess. It's tolerable. Like, it's fine because I'm used to the matcha flavor. Now, if you're not, that's why I don't want to recommend it to people for the first time. But if budget is an issue and you really want to give matcha a try and you want to take advantage of the all the antioxidants and stuff, then maybe I'll just go ahead and link it. But I just feel like I wish I had a disclaimer on Amazon if I link it on my page as one of my favorites. Like, Do Matcha is really my favorite, and then this DNA is my cheaper favorite. So I'm pretty sure it's called DNA Organic Matcha. So I'll try to put that up, radioamy.com. And then Danielle's second question was, you mentioned exfoliating before using your Sunless Tanner. Can I ask what body exfoliating regimen or products you use and if you have any tips? And yeah, pretty much I use sugar. That's it. I don't really keep any other exfoliating products in my house just because I don't really do. I mean, I guess I do it maybe once a week. I should do it more. Honestly, I self-tan once a week, which my self-tanner is on my Amazon page too, but I do that once a week, but I don't always exfoliate, and I should because I notice the tan goes on way better when I do. And yeah, I just grab some sugar and like the cheap sugar that I don't use normally in my home. Like, I don't really cook with processed sugar or bake with it, but I do keep it in my pantry to exfoliate my skin. So everybody has a little sugar in their pantry, so go grab that. And I have also used leftover coffee grounds. but mostly on my legs and arms because it's a little too rough for my chest and my stomach. But I heard back in the day, which I have no idea if this is true, but caffeine helps with cellulite or something. So if you massage the leftover coffee grounds into your legs, like really, really good, that it'll help like with that. So don't quote me on it. I think I got that from the Beauty Bean a long time ago. My friend Alexis used to run the Beauty Bean. I don't know if she's still doing that. I guess you could check out thebeautybean.com and see if it's still there. But that was a tip I got from her way, way, way long time ago. So yeah, I still do that from time to time because it really gives you a good exfoliation. But again, if you have sensitive areas like I do with my chest and my stomach, and then your face, I wouldn't put on your face at all, way too rough. But, and I don't put the sugar on my face. I don't really exfoliate my face with like my face products, which that's a whole nother conversation. But if you're looking to self-tan your body, just use the sugar or the coffee grounds on your legs or your arms. Okay, hopefully this was a good little Q&A segment for you guys, answered some questions. I feel like maybe if one or two of you are asking this, then because I do get multiple questions from time to time, but then that means maybe several of you kind of had the same thought. So send your questions in. We want to know, I want to know what you're curious about, and hopefully I can address it and, you know, give you an answer. Okay, well, thanks for listening. Don't forget, listen on Thursday. I'll have Mary on finally. I will have Kelly from Velvet's Edge on talking 90s fashion. And I'm not sure what the other two things are going to be, but I'll figure that out before Thursday. That's for sure. But for sure, Kelly and Mary are going to be on, which speaking of Mary, I'm pretty pumped because before I let y'all go, I just want to let y'all know that we put out a pink Four Things tote for Mother's Day. We've never had pink. Our totes have always been black and white. Pretty much over at Espoir, we love black and we love white, but we're adding pops of color. And there's now four pink options, like stock totes that are already printed. So if you're looking for an awesome Mother's Day gift, two of them are geared towards moms specifically. We have like a mom tote that just says mom, madre, mother, and mama. So it's super cute. And then a mom goals one that says love hard, have grace, laugh often, get sleep. So definitely check those out if you love pink, which I have learned that a lot of you do. You can just go to radioamy.com and you can click the Espoir Pimp and Joy link to access the shop forward. That's just an easy way for you guys to get there and do it. So if you love pink, go get it. And right now, Espoir is supporting Project MetaShare's Maternity Center in Haiti. So if you buy a cool tote for your mom, you can still customize totes for your moms, not on pink. You can on black and white, but you can get these pre-made totes in pink. And if you order one right now, you can like feel great about your purchase knowing that it's helping these new moms in Haiti and helping in the orphan cycle. And I'm sure your mom will love that aspect too. And then because it's pink, we also did a cancer fighter pink one for people with breast cancer. So it says chemo, radiation, cancer, suck it. And it's pretty awesome if I do say so myself. So go check them out. And yeah, we'll see you for Thursday's episode.